One of the things we were dealing with last week was talking about prayer, and we ended our consecration. And I believe that, again, I need you to stop by Empower Church International in the city of Palmdale. And that address, again, is 2205 East Palmdale Boulevard, Suite B, and that's Palmdale, California, 93550, because I want you to hear more in this and then enter into the new series we're going into. But I want to go with the book of Jonah here, as Jonah, as it records it here in Jonah chapter 1. He reads here, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." And I want to hit on that because it's a very interesting concept, and it's a great testimony that I believe Jonah have, just as a lot of us have in our lives. Oftentimes, when you grow up in church, people talk about the presence of God, and you want to get into the presence of God because there's healing and deliverance and restoration in the presence. And it's interesting here that God's man, Jonah, ran from the presence, and because he had got an assignment to do something that was difficult to him. The Ninevites were one of the largest population, one of the largest nations, and they was one of the most destructive nations. But God still saw fit to reserve and to save this nation. And also the Ninevites did a lot of destruction to Jonah ancestry, and Jonah didn't forget about that. And when God charged him to go to Nineveh to witness to them, he had a problem with that, and he fled from God because he saw the merciful and the grace that God had towards the Ninevites, and he didn't agree. And oftentimes, even as believers, sometimes we may not agree with what God is saying, but it's imperative to note that when you are faithful and obedient to his word, that's when the blessings fall on us. And Jonah had to really muster up his faith and confidence to go to this great city, because he was going by himself. The only thing he had behind him was the angels, that was an angelic being, something that he couldn't see, but he can experience because of the presence. Now, Jonah saw a lot of great miracles from God. He saw a lot of great things that happened. Jonah wasn't just some fly-by-night prophet. He was one of the greatest prophets out there that at that time. And so oftentimes when we get our calling from God, we oftentimes run from it because it may be difficult. It may be a struggle. It may be something that's reflecting our past that we don't want to pursue into greatness. And as we look at this story here, Jonah had to really reflect and dismiss all of the past that he saw and that he came through to go to Nineveh to witness, because we can never forget about the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has a compassion because he want to redeem all mankind back to him. He want to reconcile all mankind. And so sometimes we're faced against a challenge within our own self, because it wasn't that he was threatened by the Ninevites. It was something that internally in him that was stopping him to propel and to accelerate to the next level or dimension in his life. And so God had to minister through him to him to come through the hard times. And for you all out there that's dealing with some kind of struggle in you, that you saying to yourself that you can't make it out of this storm, or you can't make it out of this battle, or you can't make it to the next level that God wants you to go to, you have to get through that. And it's going to come through prayer. And Jonah had to really intercede on his own life, and he had to intercede for the people that was around him. And oftentimes we may go and have to deal with people that we may not want to deal with. I can tell you for myself, there's many people that I may not want to talk to, or I don't even need to talk to. But when it comes to the word and the obedience that God is requesting from us, we have to break through that mold, break through that barrier to go witness to those, even if they don't deserve it. We have to see them through the blood of Jesus. We have to see the mercy and the grace in their life, no matter whether they talk bad about us, no matter whether they lied on us or put us down, because the blessing comes from the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one thing I want to leave with you here is, whatever that took place in your life in the past, whatever that you're dealing with right now, whatever opposition you're facing, whatever strongholds that you're against, whatever wall or Goliath that you're fighting right now, just witness to them, preach the word of God to them, pray for them, intercede for them, and I guarantee you, your victory will come.